Why not? Jenny didn't understand. Kaysen runs the company flawlessly. I don't want to profit from his efforts. Jenny disagreed. Lori, you're overthinking it. The Torres family's properties are all yours. Besides, Kaysen has been obedient to you since childhood. He won't object to you joining as vice president. Lorraine had a different idea. But I want to prove myself. I'm going to apply for a job in the company. I'll start off as a construction designer. Then I'll train myself up and get a feel for the company. Lorraine was confident her plan would work. Jenny was now sure that the bold and self-assured Lorraine she knew had returned. Lori, I'm sure you'll succeed in the business world with all your talent. Then you can trash Marco's company and make him kneel in front of you. Hearing his name, Lorraine froze. The trauma he had caused her was too great to heal in such a short time. No, there's no need for that, she said indifferently. I don't want anything to do with him for the rest of my life. Lorraine then opened a drawer and took out a document. Marina barged into the CEO's office and asked Marco, "Why did you suspend my card, novel drama?" Marco was looking down at some document. Without raising his head, he answered, "To make you reflect on yourself." "And what am I supposed to reflect on? Just because Lorraine wants a divorce? It's none of my business." It was Lorraine who hurt Keely out of jealousy. I suggested she donate her kidney because I was worried about Keely. Fortunately, Keely is fine. Lorraine couldn't afford for there to be a real injury. Marina fumed. Enough. Marco raised his head and glanced at Marina sharply. Lorraine is my wife and your sister-in-law. It's not your place to teach her a lesson. She doesn't even deserve to be your wife or my sister-in-law. Unconvinced, Marina pouted. She said she wanted a divorce. Well, I think she was putting on an act. That sort of woman will cling to our family and try to get more money. Marco frowned. Marina's words were getting harsher. Suddenly, his assistant entered the office and handed him a document. Mr. Bryant, this is from your wife. She requested you sign it in person. See? I was right. Marina rolled her eyes disdainfully. She hasn't even been gone for long, but already her true colors are showing. She's unable to support herself, so now she's sucking up to you. What she said about divorce is all fake. Marco didn't reply. He opened the package in his hand. A bank card fell out. And there was a divorce agreement already signed by Lorraine. Marina's jaw dropped once she set eyes on the divorce agreement. Does Lorraine really want a divorce? A thought suddenly occurred to Marina. Her face darkened immediately. Marco, does she want to divorce you so she can take half of your property? You can't let that happen. Don't sign the papers, novel drama. Mixed feelings swirled in Marco's heart after he read through the document in a daze. On the contrary, she doesn't want anything from me, he muttered. Huh? That's impossible. Marina snatched the document from her brother. She couldn't believe her eyes. One of the clauses clearly stated that Lorraine was willing to give up any property that was supposed to be given to her as alimony. The document already had Lorraine's signature. After getting over the shock, Marina's joy knew no bounds. It was good news. This is great, Marco. Since you don't have to give her a penny, you should divorce her as soon as possible. Then you can marry Keely. The thought of doing away with Lorraine gladdened Marina's heart. She relished the thought of Lorraine being miserable after the divorce. She didn't notice Marco's face getting darker and darker. Shut up. Get out. The next second, Marco commanded Carl, take her out. And tell the security that she shouldn't be allowed into this company without my permission. Marina's eyes widened. Marco. Why are you doing this to me? I'm your sister. To her dismay, Marco paid no attention to her. Marina was thrown out of the company immediately. The office was quiet again. But there was chaos in Marco's head. He was depressed as he continued to think about Lorraine. Chapter 13. After a few minutes, Marco picked up his phone and dialed her number. The line connected after a few rings. "Why haven't you been picking up my calls?" Marco asked irritably. An indifferent female voice came from the other end of the line. "You must have received the divorce agreement, right?" Marco asked, "Is that the only thing you have to say to me?"
"Yeah, that's all.
Just sign the document, so we can both be free to live our lives novel drama." Lorraine's voice was emotionless. It broke Marco's last straw of restraint. He bellowed, "Who was that guy that came to pick you up from the hospital? Is he the reason why you want to divorce me? You have no right to question me, Marco. Don't stress yourself about what I have to do with another man. Go find your Keely," Lorraine quipped sarcastically. Marco was speechless. He was wrong for accusing her of hurting Keely. "Lorraine, why are you doing this? I told you that I would make it up to you for what Keely did." Lorraine laughed mockingly. "For the last time, I don't want your money, Marco. Just give me a divorce. Sign the papers." Marco was extremely annoyed that Lorraine was being so stubborn. His hand tightened over the phone, almost crushing it. No woman had ever dared to stand up to him or turn him down. Lorraine was treating him like a rag that she couldn't wait to get rid of. "What insolence. Since you insist, Lorraine, I will do as you wish. Don't regret this later."
"Not to worry, Marco. I won't regret it.
In fact, my greatest regret is marrying you in the first place," Lorraine uttered with ridicule. She then hung up the phone. In a fit of pique, Marco appended his signature to the document. Thereafter, the divorce proceedings were fast-tracked. Chapter 14. Marco felt that Lorraine would put the proceedings on hold at some point. But to his surprise, she allowed everything to go on smoothly. Once it was finalized, Marco didn't hear any news about Lorraine. It was as if she vanished into thin air. Marco decided to move on. However, he found himself thinking about her. This annoyed him a great deal. He sought out a way to vent his pent-up emotions. Novel drama. Lorraine, who was off the radar, was trying to get her life back on track. She went to Universe Group for an interview. When she saw many employees going about their duties in their beautiful corporate wear, Lorraine felt that this was where she was supposed to be. At that moment, she regretted staying married to Marco for 3 solid years. She beat herself up for not divorcing him before he could render her heart to shreds. She decided to take charge of her life. She was going to live for herself and her family. Holding her head up high, Lorraine straightened her clothes and took a deep breath before entering the interview room. Her eyes suddenly fell on a familiar face. Vicky Archer. It came as a surprise that one of the 3 interviewers was her junior high school classmate. Vicky recognized Lorraine at a glance. Her face darkened immediately. Many years had passed, but Vicky still hadn't let go of the inveterate hatred she harbored for Lorraine. The hatred emanated from jealousy. Lorraine was inexplicably beautiful, and many boys in school wanted to be with her. On the other hand, Vicky was unable to catch the eye of any boy. Even the boy she had a crush on was obsessed with Lorraine. Now that they met again, Lorraine was a mere job seeker, while she was the interviewer who could decide her fate. The thought of sabotaging her enemy with her power made Vicky extremely happy. "Lorraine Torres, right?" Vicky eyed Lorraine from head to toe. She then leafed through her resume casually. "So, you are divorced." Chapter 15. Vicky chuckled, which stunned her colleagues, who couldn't understand why she was laughing at that. Graduated with honors from Preissl Institute of Art. Vicky found this hard to believe. Preissl Institute of Art was a top foreign school. How could Lorraine afford to school there? Besides, didn't she drop out of junior high school? She must be lying.
Vicky became happier that she had something on Lorraine. She almost clapped her hands in excitement as she thought of humiliating Lorraine later on. With a complacent expression, she cleared her throat and said, "I hate to say this, Miss Torres. But after looking at your resume, I must say that you are not qualified to work in Universe Group." Lorraine frowned. "Why am I not qualified? Attached to my resume is a collection of designs I have worked on in the past. Not to brag, but I think they make me more than qualified for the role. I wouldn't have gotten an invite for this interview if I wasn't qualified." Vicky snorted at those words. She was of the notion that Lorraine's designs were fake since her educational background was fake. She didn't even bother looking at them. On second thought, she figured that she could humiliate Lorraine more. "I see. Since you are so confident, I have to test you." Under the astonished gazes of her colleagues, Vicky threw a document to Lorraine. "I hope you are not all mouth. This is a chance to prove yourself." Lorraine took the document confidently. It was a project of a coastal resort. The question read, "Due to the warm weather in recent years, the rising sea level rapidly erodes the island area. The resort project has been unable to forge ahead." Lorraine thought for a while before giving an answer. "Novel drama. The resort can be built around the island. Wooden stilts can be used on the reef covered by the sea, extending from the shore to the surface of the water, forming a fence with wooden connection blocks. On the fence, sheds can curve around the coast. French windows should be included in the design. In this way, tourists can enjoy the beautiful view of the sea. For long-term development, we should consider the ecological system of the island. Through studying the impact of local climate on the ecological system, we can reduce the use of fossil materials and establish environment-friendly facilities for sustainable tourism." "Bravo! That's a great idea." "Yeah. Why didn't we think of it?" The two other interviewers, who had been silent, concurred with Lorraine as soon as she finished speaking. They looked at her as if they found a treasure of inestimable value. One of them uttered excitedly, "You are hired, Miss Torres. When can you start?" Chapter 16. "Thank you so much. I can resume tomorrow," Lorraine replied with a smile. Things weren't going the way Vicky had planned. Her face turned livid with embarrassment and fury. "No way. I don't agree." The third interviewer frowned deeply. "Vicky, what's wrong with you today? You asked her a question more difficult than it should be. Miss Torres has proven that she's perfect for the job. Why are you still insisting that she shouldn't be hired?" In the face of her colleague's antagonism, Vicky said firmly, "I don't think this plan is her idea. Something tells me she stole it from somewhere. For your information, Lorraine and I were once classmates. She liked to cheat doing tests. It was so bad that she got expelled from school. Her qualifications are all fake. I won't allow such a liar to work in Universe Group." Vicky sneered after she finished speaking. Her lie was just perfect since Lorraine had dropped out of school. She felt that her colleagues wouldn't find out the truth even if they did a background check. The other two interviewers looked at Lorraine with suspicion. One of them put on a serious expression and said, "I'm sorry, Miss Torres. The interview is over. You may leave now." "Wait." Just when Lorraine was about to leave dejectedly, a low and pleasant male voice came from the door. "What a disgrace. It never crossed my mind that the interviewers could jump to conclusions without solid evidence. I'm highly disappointed. Mr. Benton." All the interviewers sprang up to their feet as soon they saw their boss, Kason Benton. Novel drama. Kason was a tall and handsome young man. A pair of gold-rimmed glasses sat on his nose. His jawline was well sculpted. He usually had a gentle aura. But now, he was frowning as he looked at Vicky. "When did you all start depending on hearsay? Since Miss Torres was allegedly expelled from school for cheating, don't you think evidence should be provided?" Vicky was short of words. She had lied, so she didn't know how to provide evidence. Kaysen sneered at her. It seems you can't provide evidence because there's none. You are spreading untrue rumors to taint Miss Torres' image. How despicable. Vicky's face turned pale. You are fired. Kaysen declared expressionlessly. Chapter 17. Lorraine looked at him with her eyes widened, but she kept mute. I'm fired. Why? Vicky asked, her eyes widened in disbelief. Isn't it obvious? An interviewer is supposed to be unbiased and fair. However, you were malicious while interviewing this job seeker. You almost caused Universe Group to lose a talent. We don't need employees like you here. Kaysen stood by his decision. The two other interviewers didn't dare to say anything for fear of getting caught in the crossfire. Vicky was devastated. She couldn't accept getting fired because of novel drama. Lorraine. Jealousy and anger brewed inside her as Vicky stared at Lorraine, who was as calm as ever. She yelled at Kaysen, "This woman here isn't a talent. I won't accept this." Kaysen scoffed. She just solved a big problem that had been disturbing the architectural design department for a month. That's enough proof that she's talented. She's the brain we need here. Vicky couldn't retort anymore. She staggered back, holding her seat for support. It finally dawned on her that she had dug her own grave. Everything backfired, so she decided to beg for mercy. Mr. Benton, I'm sorry. Please let me off with a warning this time since I have worked hard in this company for so many years. To Vicky's dismay, her pleas fell on deaf ears. Kaysen snapped his fingers. A group of security men came and took her out of the room. The suspicion that brewed in the minds of the other interviewers dissipated immediately. The interview came to an end. With her own ability, Lorraine became an employee of the Architectural Design Department of Universe Group. Just as Lorraine walked out of the gate, a car came to a halt in front of her, revealing Kaysen's face. Welcome back, Lori. There was a gentle smile on Kaysen's face. Lorraine was in a good mood at the sight of him. Long time no see, Kaysen. Thanks for helping me back there. Oh, it was nothing. Don't be so formal. Have you forgotten that you used to boss me around in the past? Kaysen quipped, laughing. The memories of their childhood swept through Lorraine's mind. She couldn't help but smile. Chapter 18. Fine, I won't be so formal. That's what I'm talking about. Lorraine shook her head at him. By the way, how did you know I was coming for an interview here? The smile on Kaysen's face slowly faded away when he heard this question. Well, your grandfather told me about what happened to you. I'm sorry you had to go through all that. Let bygones be bygones. Lorraine smiled. I'm starting over now. Still, Kaysen's heart ached for her. Since she didn't want to talk about her failed marriage, he changed the topic. Hop in. I have made a reservation in a restaurant. Let me treat you to a nice meal to welcome you back. Kaysen opened the car door for her gentlemanly. Nice. I willingly accept your invitation. Lorraine got into the car without hesitation. After dinner, Kaysen drove her back home. Lorraine was so fagged out that she collapsed in her bed. A few minutes later, she received a call from Jenny. Lorraine, bad news. Check Twitter now. There are negative tweets about you there. Sleep left Lorraine's eyes immediately. She sat up on the bed in a split second. What? Lorraine quickly logged onto Twitter and checked the trend table. Her name was the first on the list. Mark O'Brien's ex-wife is spotted with her new lover just days after divorce, novel drama. What's going on? Confused, Lorraine scrolled down only to find pictures of her and Kaysen. Chapter 19. These pictures captured Kaysen opening the car door as she got into the car and when they were dining together happily. The pictures were accompanied by a malicious note. According to an insider's report, the man in the photos is the current CEO of Universe Group, Kason Benton. After divorcing Marco, Lorraine got herself another rich man. She just got employed in Universe Group. I think there is something fishy going on. People made several wild guesses after they saw the photos. In my opinion, they are in a relationship. Perhaps she was dating him even while she was married. I think Marco divorced her after he caught her cheating. Yeah, she seems like a pretentious bitch. Marco probably discovered her true colors, so he divorced her. She's warming another man's bed without shame. What a slut. You are right. I wonder what those two CEOs saw in her. Poor Marco, he got married to a promiscuous woman. Kason needs to learn a lesson from him. They slandered Lorraine, making the news spread like wildfire. Lorraine and Kason were framed. Shortly after, Bryant Group issued a statement stating that its CEO no longer had any ties with his ex-wife. It brought the situation to a climax. Novel drama. The Twitter users hurled insults at Lorraine like never before. It was at this moment that Rowan Torres called Lorraine. This is ridiculous. Rowan blew a short fuse as he slapped the table in front of him. How dare they say such malicious things about you, Lori? You suffered a lot in the hands of that bastard and his family. We are yet to settle scores with them, but they are currently playing the victim. They have stepped on our toes. Don't worry. I will look into Bryant Group and let them know that no one dares to bully the heiress of the Torres family and go scot-free. Lorraine knew that her uncle would use his military connections to destroy the Bryant family, so she tried to stop him. Uncle Rowan, please calm down. Why should I? Don't tell me you still have feelings for Marco. Rowan grew suspicious. Chapter 20. Impossible. That guy disgusts me. I have already moved on. Lorraine felt irritated at the thought of her ex-husband. Today's occurrence proved beyond reasonable doubt that Marco was ruthless. How dare he slander her after they got divorced? Was she out of her mind before? Why did she fall in love with a scum like Marco? What bad taste. Lorraine said calmly, Uncle Rowan, I'm not saying this because I am still in love with Marco. I just don't want you to get involved. I can handle it myself. Since he wants to play dirty, I'll show him what I am capable of. A few minutes after ending the call, another one came through. It was from Lorraine's other uncle, Wesley Torres, who was living abroad. Lori, this is going to be so interesting. Let me help. I recently bought an entertainment company. You can use it for whatever plan you have. Thank you, Uncle Wesley. In Bryant Group. What the fuck? Who ordered you to put out such a statement? Marco's handsome face was red with fury at this time. The director of the public relations department trembled. Your sister forced us. Marco's anger shot to the roof when he heard this response. Rubbing his temples, he ordered, delete that statement right away. Tell our people to have the topic removed. Yes, sir. As soon as the director of the public relations department swung into action, Carl rushed into the office with an iPad in his hand. Bad news, Mr. Bryant. Miss Torres just made a post. Marco took the iPad immediately. Lorraine's post was long but simple. She posted screenshots of her chat record with Marco during the 3 years they were married. The screenshots showed that she had texted him almost every day, but he never replied. There were also details of how members of the Bryant family had warned her countless times not to go to Bryant Group. Novel drama. This was followed by details of Marco's affair with Keely. They seemed much closer than how Lorraine and Kason were.